about to talk to Nathaniel Fuller. Nathaniel Fuller handles media for the Bradley Manning Support Network and is currently taking a break from the Bradley Manning trial, which is taking place right now at Fort Meade, to bring us an update. And Nathan, welcome. Good to have you with us here on the Mark Steiner Show.
Appreciate you having me. Sure thing.
So, Nathan, where you've been covering this, you've been there every day, have you?
I have, yep.
So tell me about how you think the trial is progressing, because everything we've heard has been this massive amount of evidence that people say they're compiling against Bradley Manning coming, especially from those who worked in Guantanamo and for the armed services. What's your observation?
Well, it's moving a lot quicker than expected. The government has said it was going to call 141 witnesses, but we've already moved through so many of those because the defense and government continue to agree to stipulations of expected testimony kind of behind the scenes. They negotiate about what a witness might say, put that down on paper, and then read it into the record. So we actually have a recess now until next Tuesday. We'll get an update on the next stipulations, and then we're back in court on Wednesday, June 26th, because the government and defense need this long weekend to negotiate over 17 more stipulations. So it's essentially coming down to the defense is not contesting a lot of basic forensic evidence, because the defense pleaded guilty to lesser offenses in February that would have put Bradley in jail up to 20 years. They're kind of already admitting that Bradley did disclose documents to WikiLeaks, and then they're just going to move a little more quickly to the main meat of the arguments, which will be why he did it and what effect that had.
So having said that, I mean, tell me what this means for those of you supporting Bradley Manning and what the political consequences of what you just described.
Well, it's actually a lot of good news so far. The defense has been chipping away at the government's arguments. The government has essentially ignored Bradley's plea, which could have put him in jail for up to 20 years, because they're trying to put him in jail for life without parole on these greater charges like the Espionage Act and this military charge of aiding the enemy. But the defense has used these government witnesses to chip away at that. For example, challenging the authenticity of some of its reports, undermining some of its evidence, and really it seems the only evidence that the government has thus far is pretty circumstantial. And so I think it's going to be pretty difficult for them to prove that Bradley intended to aid the enemy by giving documents to WikiLeaks.
When they said that you were writing just the other day about the folks from coming in from Guantanamo Bay, that the talking about the Guantanamo Bay detainee assessment briefs, the called DABs, and how those testimonies went, you're saying they weren't effective? When the people like Jeffrey Moats came on, who was a senior counterterror analyst at Guantanamo Bay, they were not effective?
Well, those analysts talked about how the fact that a lot of the information, or at least some of it, that Bradley released was actually already out in the public record, because in 2007 there have been reports about military tribunals in Guantanamo. And so, no, I mean, the enemies of the United States was not really aided by the release of these documents. And in fact, it was just the public that was aided. I mean, the enemy already knew about our detaining people in Guantanamo Bay and which detainees they were. And so it was the American public that learned a lot from these revelations.
And so when you say that, I'm curious what you think the American public needs to understand about this, because they're two different, it seems to me, they're almost contradictory things going on. One is the testimony before this military tribunal, and we're talking about a military tribunal made up of officers in the United States Armed Forces who will make this decision. So while you might feel one way about how you're observing this, given the military code of justice and who these men and women are on the panel are judging Bradley Manning, they might be hearing these things in a very different way.
Well, yeah, Bradley's going to be judged by a military judge alone. And so she'll have to look at whether this information constituted national defense information, whether it was closely held, and then whether Bradley had reason to believe that it could be used to harm the enemy. But the government has largely precluded discussion of harm or lack thereof from the main portion of this trial. They have said that it's irrelevant to whether Bradley had reason to believe it could harm the U.S. It's irrelevant whether it actually did. And so the defense has not been able to present these damage assessments that don't show, as defense lawyer David Coombs said, little to no harm. And so the judge is going to have to just look at Bradley's knowledge at the time. And so they're thus far struggling to prove that he had that real knowledge that the WikiLeaks was anything more than an open source public record, a pro-transparency website.
So you're saying so far things you've heard don't really indicate, even if you're a military justice, you might not indicate that Bradley Manning actually had hold of classified documents that could damage the United States.
That's right. I mean, instead, it looked like these were mostly documents that did not necessarily need to be at the secret level. I mean, that's not for us to judge, maybe, but they were not used to harm the United States. The fact that they ended up, that some documents ended up on Osama bin Laden's computer is actually just pretty provocative evidence that doesn't actually tell us that much. I mean, Osama bin Laden also had copies of Bob Woodward's books, but that doesn't mean that his printing of top secret information aided the enemy.
So the way the major media is covering this is different than the way you're describing some things. I'm curious what you think as you look at other media coverage, what's being left out and what is critical for people to understand they're not seeing in the mainstream media.
I mean, a lot of mainstream media outlets are here now, not all of them, for sure, but a lot of them are. But a big problem is that so many did not cover the pretrial hearings in full, and so they're missing a lot of these little details, a lot of things that have already been litigated, and a lot of issues that came up a month ago or even a year and a half ago, and which are pretty substantial. And that's because the establishment outlets simply didn't care. And part of the problem there is that a lot of documents in this case have not been made public, or at least were not until the trial began. The military refused to make motions, rulings, and transcripts public, and so it was very difficult to cover this case from its inception. We had to just jot things down by hand until a few months later we were able to get into the media center and type things out.
So could you describe again, are you saying that the court, after today's testimonies, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, will be out of session until next week? Was that what you were saying?
Yep. And then on Tuesday, was there updates on the status of the remaining negotiated stipulation to testimony? And then Wednesday, the government will continue with its case.
And what is the major focus of these negotiations, and how, do you think the prosecution versus Bradley Manning's defense will be handling it?
Well, those negotiations are behind closed doors, but we know it's 17 more of the government's remaining 29 witnesses, and so they are essentially just agreeing to what those witnesses would say, and we don't know which witnesses they are because the government won't tell us. But we know that the defense and government are largely agreeing on things like the fact that these documents were classified, that they contain certain information. And so there's no real reason for the defense to contest a lot of that in cross-examination in court.
Nathan Fuller, he handles media for the Bradley Manning Support Network and talks to us now as he's on break. And we'll be looking at this in more depth in the coming days since court is out, and we'll get folks on to talk about what they've seen and maybe get Nathan back on for that as well. Nathan Fuller, thank you so much.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Stephanie Mavronis, and Mark Gunnery. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts for WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.